Christmas Prayers by David Brant Berg.
Christmas is a wonderful time to celebrate Jesus' birth and worship him through singing Christmas carols. It's his birthday. O Little Town of Bethlehem is a beautiful carol to remind us of his birth. O Little Town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. I like all the verses of this one because I think this has probably got the greatest message of almost any of the carols. And this last verse makes it personal. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Another beautiful carol, the First Noel, tells us of the angels' appearance to the poor shepherds in the fields. The First Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. In fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. As we sing carols and celebrate Jesus' birth, let's remember to pray for the poor and the oppressed and people that are being mistreated. Let's pray for persecuted Christians and hope that they're also able to sing Christmas carols tonight. Lord, we ask you to give all who are suffering grace, strength, and patience, particularly those who are your children. We know you are with them. They're the ones who have the victory that overcomes the world. Their faith, Lord. Bless them and others who they are leading to you, Jesus, through what they are experiencing. We know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. So, if they love you, Jesus, we know that it's working for their good. So we ask you to bless and help and strengthen them. We also pray for all the poor orphans and the people who are starving and hungry. We pray for those who are suffering in war and those who are in darkness tonight, Lord, and those who don't know you and know little or nothing about your love. We ask you to somehow bring them the light, Lord, through your children. Help the poor people around the world who don't know you and your love and who don't understand your sacrifice on the cross for the sins of the world. May they find the light and truth in you, in Jesus' precious name, for your glory. Amen. This reminds me of one of the most beautiful of all passages in the Christmas story, the Magnificat. Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name." Mary acknowledged that this wasn't to her credit, it was God's work. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. And he hath helped his servant Israel, that means his children, in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. Who are the seed of Abraham? His children by faith. Those of us who believe God's word by faith, like Abraham, and receive Jesus, are his children. What a miracle, all for our sakes, that Jesus would come to earth and live here like us, and experience all the things that we have to go through, yet never to waver in faith, never to quaver in his determination to serve the Father above all. Hallelujah! Help us, Lord, to be so determined and trust you so much that we'll not waver, but always remain true to our faith in Jesus' name. Jesus temporarily renounced the rights of his citizenship in heaven and became a citizen of this world. Though he was rich, for our sakes he became poor, that we, through his poverty, might become rich. He not only adapted himself to our bodily form, but also conformed to the human ways of life, customs, language, dress, and living, that he might understand and love us better and communicate with us on the lowly level of our own human understanding. He did it that he might reach us with his love, prove to us his compassion and concern, and help us understand his message in simple terms that we could grasp. We're celebrating Jesus' birth that night, Christmas Eve, and this is also a reminder of what God did for Jesus. He loved Jesus so much, and he took care of him. He sent his angels and kings and shepherds to worship him. We just have to stay close to the Lord, and God will take care of us like he did Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for how you have kept us, and how you will always keep us until you take us home to be with you. In Jesus' name. Help us not to worry, but to trust you always. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. In Jesus' name, amen. The story of the very first Christmas happened 2,000 years ago, but Jesus is still here with us today. Hallelujah. God bless and keep you and make you a blessing. May all your Christmases be bright.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.